Welcome to today's Vrenchgut Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vermeer Corporation CEO and President Mary Andringa joins us on today's program to talk about STEM Day at the 2015 Iowa State Fair and Vermeer's involvement locally with STEM initiatives. Well, Mary, we're catching up with you here at the Iowa State Fair. First of all, how has Fair Week been for you so far? And you're here today on the last day of the fair for a very special reason.
Yes, this is great to be at the fair multiple times during the last 10 days, but it's really fun to be here today on Sunday, which is STEM Day at the fair. There are at least 20 different exhibits on the grand course for STEM, and we're pleased that Vermeer has one of those. Each one of the exhibits has hands-on opportunities for young people, but also for adults to learn more about science, technology, engineering, and math. So I think it's a great way for the Governor's STEM Council to get some more exposure to people who are at the State Fair on the last Sunday of the event.
And then for Vermeer, what does this STEM event mean for you to be at this event, to have this kind of level of exposure, not just for Vermeer, but for the STEM program and for the kids who are coming up to the booth and interacting with it?
Well, I think it's really important that we continue to work at our talent pipeline for the future. And we need to have children and young adults very focused on some of the great careers that need STEM skills. And so in our business, whether someone is an engineer, which is obviously a typical STEM career, but finance, IT, also the plant production in almost every area of our production, we have a lot of math and a lot of technology which is needed. So I think it puts STEM into a fun light. This is a great opportunity and also helps young people realize that there are some great careers that are STEM related in various industries within the state of Iowa.
And then in terms of the impact that we talked to over a year ago about when you were in Pella a couple times about STEM, how has STEM, when you've seen it impacted in Pella and some of the effects that you've maybe heard from the Pella school systems at Pella Christian in Pella?
Well, just overall, there are several classrooms that are using some of the scale-up programs which have been introduced by the Governor's STEM Council. However, there are also many other great activities going on in the schools, in the Pella schools, which are STEM-related. And I think a really concrete example right now is the Career Academy, which has just had its open house and will just be engaging in classes this year. This is more for high school students, but there's IT classes, there's weld classes, there's early engineering classes, and many other classes. And that's not only for high school students. I believe also in conjunction with DMAC, there will be evening classes for adults. And that means adults who might want to expand their knowledge in a certain area, which might help them in a career change sometime in their life.
What does it mean to have Vermeer's collaboration with Pella Schools for that Career Academy and the impact that you think those courses that you're holding in conjunction with the schools are going to have?
Well, we've been very involved in the weld program. In fact, one of our employees is the weld instructor, and she's fantastic. For one thing, she's a woman, which it's great to have a woman as a weld instructor, and she's doing a great job moving that program forward, and she's already been involved in the teaching of the, even before the Career Academy building was ready, these courses were being held in Pella Community High School. And I believe that that's going to continue to give us a better pipeline of young people who are interested in welding as a profession and in a company like Vermeer or like another manufacturing company, hopefully in the state of Iowa somewhere. So that's been an important connection for us, but I also believe that there's several other programs in the Career Academy, like, again, IT and some of the engineering tech things, which will also have some very good opportunities to make connections with young people and Vermeer and or other manufacturers.
My last question for you, the future of STEM, looking ahead to the next couple of months, what are some of the projects as school gets started once again that you're looking forward to working here on the STEM Council?
Well, I'm actually just going off the STEM Council as the co-chair since I've joined the Board of Regents, but so I'm not sure exactly what's all going on, but I know that there's more scale-up programs all the time in the state of Iowa, and what I'm really really pleased about is we have like a heat map to show where there are schools or clubs that are using some of the scale-up programs in their areas. And we're in every county and virtually every school district, which I think is fantastic. So that's grown a lot since the STEM Council was started about 5 years ago. And the Lieutenant Governor continues to co-chair it. She's got phenomenal enthusiasm. We also have now STEM classrooms that have started up, and those are more going to, I think, be models for other school districts to take a look at and say, hey, if we reconfigured some of our classrooms, we could do very similar things.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.